What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm just sharing communications with Dan, the man in our control room here. And as probably many of you are aware, on the subject of gold brokering and buying and investing, John Stadmiller is very much into that business. And in fact, some of the profitability from that is used to fund RBN. So that's a big part of our support. So we're going to have John come on. He stepped out of the building right now, but we're going to have him come on the show tomorrow, hopefully, and talk about the ins and outs of gold investing, because I am not an expert. I know it's a good thing to have, especially right now with all of these bailouts back and forth that we're seeing. And now with this report that the central banks are starting to buy gold, they're not going to be able to keep the gold prices down much longer. And remember, from the point of view of the bankers and the stock market, they need the metals prices to stay down, because otherwise people say, I'm going to sell these stocks and buy the gold. But at some point, there's going to be a rout, an explosion, and I think it is at hand. And the more information you have about this sort of thing, I think the better off you're going to be. So we're going to try and get John on the show here tomorrow to talk about that, because he is the expert. He's the go-to guy on this stuff here. All righty, so moving right along here, over the weekend, over the end of last week, there were all these strange stories of the sounds of explosions and unexpected radiation spikes taking place across the northern part of the American Midwest. And there are places, Indiana and Michigan and North Dakota. And a lot of people up there have bought their own radiation meters in this post-Fukushima age. We have a radiation meter here that we're using to keep daily track. And so anytime there's a radiation release, the public picks up on it, even if it's not being reported on the corporate media. So a lot of people were wondering what was going on, and now apparently there's been an official response that there was a nuclear containment exercise taking place. That's the story. That's the official story. Pay no attention to the sounds of explosions and the radiation in the air. It's all part of a nuclear containment exercise, okay? This is like saying we have an Ebola containment exercise, and please ignore the fact that your neighbors are melting in front of your eyes. If you're having a nuclear containment exercise, you don't use real radiation. You don't use real radioisotopes, because the cleanup is costly and difficult. So something's going on, and I think we're probably not getting the straight story about it. Now, over in Alameda County, there's another example of the extreme influence Israel continues to have over our lives here in the United States of America. Apparently, Alameda County was planning a Palestinian cultural day. And then Pamela Geller gets over there and starts screaming about how Palestinians are Jew haters and they're goose-stepping their way across Israel and all the rest of that stuff. And apparently there was an 11th hour meeting with an unnamed Zionist organization. The Alameda County Board of Supervisors canceled Palestinian Culture Day. You're not allowed to know that they're humans and that they have a culture. The official story is they're animals that just hate the Jews. Well, you know, Israel did come in and take their homes for their country. I can't imagine they're going to be entirely warm and fluffy feeling about something that happens like that. That's like criticizing the Native Americans for not liking the invading white man. I mean, doesn't it sort of make sense that they wouldn't? But again, it's this total control over the government where you're not allowed to see the world objectively. You're only supposed to see it from Israel's point of view. Well, I don't want to see the world from Israel's point of view. I don't live in Israel. And neither do you. We'll be right back.
Answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
D-Boy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? The preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns away. Mother looks on weeping, teardrops of blood are falling.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we just got a confirmation. John Stadmiller will be joining us this exact time slot in tomorrow's show, second segment of hour number 3, to talk about gold investing, because we need an expert on the subject. Like everything else financial, it's fraught with upside and downside, and we need somebody to sort it out. So John's going to be coming on and give us the basic understanding we need to know to basically take care of ourselves as we head into these very, very chaotic times here. Now, somebody just sent me an article. We were talking about the mysterious radiation being detected across the Midwest and all being covered by this so-called nuclear containment exercise. It's just a drill coming out of Minot Air Force Base, which, by the way, is where they had that strange little air mission with loaded nuclear weapons on the wings that may have been on its way to Iran and then was called off at the last minute, but one of the warheads went missing, that place. We're now getting word that engineers at the Davis-Besse nuclear reactor near Toledo have found a pinhole coolant leak in a pipe weld while inspecting the plants. Apparently, And this may have been the primary cooling leak, primary cooling loop. And they're saying apparently the leak was 1/10 of a gallon per minute. That is not good at all. Now, remember, the secondary water loop, the one that actually goes to the generators, that is not radioactive water. But the primary cooling loop is the very radioactive, very hot, very highly pressurized part of the reactor. Any leak in that is going to be an ugly, ugly, ugly mess here. All righty, let's see. Now, moving right along. And, you know, the frustrating thing is it is possible to have safe nuclear power. There are thorium cycle reactors that are out there. The Chinese have achieved break-even on hot fusion reactors. We know that the U.S. military has gotten success with cold fusion. NASA just patented their version of the cold fusion reactor. So why are we still messing with these very dangerous uranium fission reactors? Well, because you can make bomb stuff out of them. Now, ABC, meaning the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, because you're never going to see this on America's ABC, but the Australian Broadcasting Corporation has basically come out saying that the Fukushima radiation cleanup is just for show. They're not able to accomplish anything. It's all public relations. See, we're making everything better. It's all going to be okay. And apparently other countries are also involved in this program to send high school students to help dig up the radioactive soil. And I cannot think of anything more harebrained than that. It's one thing if you want to get some old people from these countries to come over and have their picture taken cleaning up the radioactive sludge. We're not going to live long enough for the radiation to affect us. That's why they were literally specifically asking for retired people to come volunteer. But high school students, these kids are all going to come down with cancer and leukemia somewhere down the road. But it looks good on the front pages of the newspapers to have our young people over there in Japan cleaning up the mess to prove that it's all safe for everybody. Dan in the control room is saying it's just like cleaning up animals after the oil spills. 98% of the animals still die within a week. If the oil doesn't get them, the soap does. It's just for show. I remember this big scandal down in the Gulf of Mexico following the Deepwater Horizon blowout, where there are these heavy fines for oil spills that are calculated based on the number of animals that are killed by the oil spill. And we find out that BP was incinerating animals, even if they were still alive. If they had oil on them, they were just catching them and incinerating them in order to keep the fines down. Complete mess over there. Meanwhile, Panetta is out there talking about a ground invasion into Pakistan. And basically, Panetta is saying that if Pakistan is not doing enough to fight us, to basically crush the forces in Pakistan fighting U.S. occupation troops in Afghanistan. And as you already know, the U.S. is sending in these drones that are attacking people in Pakistan, killing a lot of non-combatants, violating the law of the splintered pattern. And so Panetta is talking about a ground invasion into Pakistan. There's only one small, itty-bitty, teensy problem with that. Pakistan actually is a nuclear power. They actually do have weapons of mass destruction, and they have medium-range missiles with which to fling them in various directions. So I don't know what drugs Panetta is on. I'm going to presume that the government has the very best of the best available for their parties. They got all that opium coming out of Afghanistan now, and all that cocaine coming up from Central and South America through Fast and Furious, otherwise known as Iran-Contra, the sequel. But this idea that we're going to have a ground invasion into Pakistan is going to make a bad situation worse. And at some point, yeah, those nuclear weapons will get used. Weird story came over the over the blogs over the weekend. 110-year-old light bulb baffles scientists. And they're talking about this light bulb that has been burning continuously in this fire station in California. It's in fire station number 6 in Livermore. It has been burning ever since it was installed first in 1901. Okay, now they have an official birth date for the light bulb, you know, June 18th. And it's so basically it's 110 years old. And this article is about how they just can't understand how this light bulb burned that long. Well, it's not really a mystery, and they shouldn't be baffled. The light bulb was made by a company that designed light bulbs that were never going to burn out. Isn't that amazing? Why don't we see these in the stores? Well, it goes back to that documentary, The Light Bulb Conspiracy, which, by the way, is being taken down all over the net. So if you haven't seen it, grab the link at What Really Happened and take a look at it. They don't want you to know that's what's going on. That the money junkies deliberately make products that break, wear out quickly, shut off. There's literally a chip in your computer printer that will say, okay, you've printed enough paper, we're going to make you buy a new printer. And it shuts the printer down. And this light bulb was built by a company that made light bulbs that were not going to burn out. And this one clearly has not. But by golly, we can't have those in the store. That'll just be a disaster for American manufacturing. See, the United States is not a country that looks to the future. They're not trying to build a better world. They're trying to make you work as hard as you possibly can just to stay where you are. Buy a new light bulb every 1,000 hours. Buy a new computer every 5 years, if not sooner. Buy a new printer every 2 years. Buy new hard drives every 3 years. It's just this constant churning of your labor for products that are going to die as soon as the warranty is over. They've been doing that. Now they're trying to take that documentary off the internet so that more people don't find out. That's what they're trying to do. But that light bulb was designed not to burn out. And it's obviously possible to do that because this light bulb hasn't burned out. But products that don't burn out, oh, how do the money junkies get rich off of that? We can't have that stuff. By the way, somebody wrote in because earlier in the show I used the word cyanine, which is a word that means basically Jews living in countries outside of Israel can be relied on to help the Mossad carry out covert activities within that country. It's sort of a second tier of Israel's intelligence assets. And somebody went over to Wikipedia to get the definition of it and found out that Wikipedia has deleted all mention of cyanim, which tells you a very great deal about Wikipedia. Of course, we already knew that because Wikipedia deleted all the articles about me and what really happened years ago. And I got a few minutes. I'm going to tell you that story. This will give you an insight of how Wikipedia works. Somebody put up an article about me, and it was pretty neutral. You know, some good, some bad, but, you know, hey, First Amendment, I wasn't that upset about it. And then somebody else came in and edited the article to basically smear me unbelievably. And they made a lot of claims about me that were outright fraudulent. Now, Wikipedia is supposed to be this online encyclopedia where everybody's an editor and everybody's a writer. So I logged in to the article about myself, and I didn't touch the judgment calls about me, the opinion about me. But I did go in and I corrected some of the factually wrong things that were in there. There were some claims in there saying that I thought the U.S. was hiding evidence of intelligent life on Mars, which is completely nonsensical. But that was in there. So I took it out. There were some other claims obviously related to my opinions about Israel, and there were some exaggerations there. And I corrected the exaggerations, but I left the comments. I was trying to be fair. And I, 2 days later, I go back in, and all the bogus information's been put back in. So I take it out again, and then 2 days later, it's back in, and I go to correct it, and the article is now locked. And Wikipedia locked the article on this, and I am not kidding you. Because Michael Rivero is not considered an authority on the subject of Michael Rivero. And when I went public and I said, this is a little bit ridiculous where I'm not allowed to correct the misstatements about me. And at that point, they pulled all the articles referring to myself or what really happened. So we've kind of known about Wikipedia all along, but apparently they've deleted all mention of the word cyanim. Don't want you to know they're out there. Maybe that's the reason Janet Napolitano is saying, they have a special need for security concerns. Well, yeah, if you're working for a foreign power, you ought to be scared. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Oh. As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair, a bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me U.S. Steel.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And perhaps not too surprisingly, hard on the heels of this revelation that the paid mercenaries in Syria have chemical weapons they're planning on using in civilians to blame Assad. Israel's out there saying, oh, yes, they're going to do that. And now we're getting the next escalation. And they're moving this as fast as they can because I think they understand they're not getting the traction they want. Israel's now saying Syria's chemical stocks threaten Israel. Therefore, something must be done. You must invade and make sure that Syria does not have chemical weapon stocks. And by the way, the largest possessor of chemical weapons in the Middle East, like nuclear weapons, is Israel itself. But I remember very clearly when Israel saying exactly the same thing about Saddam's chemical weapons stocks, which turned out not to exist. They remember they were saying, we know Saddam has weapons of chemical weapons because we sold them to him. We have the receipts. And it turned out Saddam had destroyed them, that he was not in defiance of UN resolutions regarding his chemical weapons. But yes, the same thing all over again. Now, interestingly enough, even as we get more and more confirmation that the outside paid mercenaries, agitators, militants, were behind the Hula massacre in Syria, I got this fundraising email from this Avaaz organization, A-V-A-A-Z. And I don't know how I got on their mailing list. I certainly did not sign up for it. But I'm getting all these emails from them saying Assad is bad, and he did this and he did that, and basically taking the position that the Hula massacre was Assad's personal responsibility, and this Avaaz is calling for foreign intervention necessary to save the Syrian people, blah, 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 blah. Well, somebody wrote an article about it basically saying that this Avaaz is another propaganda front. Big surprise there. And they're trying to basically portray themselves as a grassroots organization, you know, concerned for the welfare of the people of Syria, but they're out there pushing the war agenda. And I think Avaaz is a good example of what we would call a flog, or in other words, a phony blog or a phony front group on the internet. And I think it's a good example of what to watch out for that's going to warn you when you're dealing with an online propaganda operation. WhatReallyHappened.com, my website, this website that's associated with this show, has been in operation under various names for 18 years. And it's grown slowly, doesn't have a lot of money, but we've built our audience slowly, patiently throughout the years. When you start seeing an organization that literally bursts onto the scene, they're well-funded, the media's talking about them, that's a red warning flag. The media rarely mentions what really happened. Now, I will grant you the BBC very honorably gave us credit when we called them on the fact that this picture that they had published as an anti-Ahmadinejad rally in Iran was actually pro-Ahmadinejad, and if it hadn't been cropped, you could see Ahmadinejad off to the left waving at his adoring public. But other than incidents like that, we're pretty much ignored. Then you had the case of, like, WikiLeaks, which came out of nowhere, and even before they'd actually leaked anything, they were on the cover of Time and Newsweek. And they had all this money to work with. Same thing with this Avaaz. It's a red warning flag when an organization claiming to speak for the people or to present the truth appears out of nowhere virtually overnight. You're generally dealing with a manufactured front group. So just keep that in mind, because this Avaaz has definitely been exposed as that. All right, let's see. Moving right along here. Get all the pop-up ads out of the way here. All righty. Now, the U.S. government, of course, is doing talking a good story about how we've got to cut spending, and we've got to do this, and we've got to save the taxpayer money because we got to bail out Wall Street and all the rest of this stuff. But the U.S. House of Representatives, even as they cut things like food stamps, medical, all the non-defense programs, they just slashed them. We were talking about that in connection with that documentary we made about the local food gift program. But they kept their own administrative budget unchanged, didn't let anybody go, didn't cut back on the office coffee, didn't cut back on the parties and social entertainment budget. Yeah, austerity, that's for the slaves. It's not for the military, it's not for the government, but yes, those American people who pay for it all. The goal here is to get us all used to the idea of paying all of our surplus money and even some money that's really essential to ourselves as taxes and not expect anything back. There's a war on. We've got to save the banking system at all costs. No, we don't. It's not my banking system. I don't care if it implodes. It's not going to affect me. Actually, I mean, if you look at it very honestly, if this global fascist banking cartel, private banking cartel, were to implode, what's going to happen to you? You're going to be off the hook for all these trillions in dollars of bailouts that have been, you know, poured all over them to keep this Ponzi scheme going. We're all going to be better off when the private central banks collapse. Our local communities will just issue their own value-based currency. We kick the private bankers out. We do what Iceland did. We'll wind up the way Iceland is, where their economy's on the way up. All right, we got to take a break here, and we'll be back. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I had hit the unsubscribe button on that email I got from Avaz, you know, screaming about we need to have war in Syria and so forth. And I got the acknowledgement of the cancellation. And they have this little box in there saying, we value all feedback and would love to know why you decided to leave us. Well, they shouldn't do that to me, because I hit that button and I said, because you guys pegged the bovine excrement meter. I'm not sure that they'll appreciate that feedback, but that's the feedback they got. We're going to go to the phones. Al in New York. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Listen, thanks a lot. I've learned a lot. From your show. A friend of mine turned me on to your show. First of all, I didn't believe it. You know, I thought it was all conspiracy stuff. And then I started researching your stuff. And I said, oh, my God, this stuff is true. Now I spread, you know, that we take what your postings and send them out to other people and say, hey, what do you think about this? And got, you know, start people thinking.
Thank you.
Here's the thing. I know you didn't go down this road, but we kind of do the same kind of thing. You taught us how to think. Let's look at it that way. But here's the thing with these drones, right? They're Al-Qaeda. We know Al-Qaeda is made up for the most part, right? It's a good public relations scheme. You know, it's the new boogeyman. But why are we looking at these drone strikes and going, oh, my God, how could America do this, make these drone strikes in other countries? Wouldn't that start a nuclear war? Yes, it would. But we ever stop to think, are these drone strikes actually happening, or they're making this crap up?
Well, I think that we can pretty much be guaranteed that something is causing these explosions in these weddings and marketplaces. And, you know, they're starting to fly these drones over the United States of America. I see these as a form of terrorism, because from the point of view of the people on the ground in Yemen, Pakistan, Afghanistan, that are in these wedding parties, and there's a horrendous bang, and all the people they know are in bloody bits around their feet, does it make a difference whether it was a so-called suicide vest or, you know, a drone? And the answer is no. From the point of view of the victims, it doesn't make any difference at all. And as we keep pointing out, they're targeting women, children, non-combatants. This is against all laws of warfare. It's against all laws of warfare going back to Kamehameha and the law of the splintered paddle. And, you know, this is what the U.S. is doing out there. And, yes, pushed to an extreme, it's going to result in a war. Right now, the United States is relying on fear of America's nuclear weaponry to keep these governments from complaining too loudly about these attacks onto their sovereign soil.
Well, so you're saying that it's verified these things are actually happening, but from these quote-unquote drones?
Yes. Well, the U.S. is saying that they're doing it. People are seeing the drones come in and do it. I don't think that there's really all that much doubt that's going on. There wouldn't be much point in lying about it, would there?
I could see
the U.S. you know, sending in a drone strike against a very politically sensitive target and then trying to claim it's a terrorist attack. That may have happened at that hotel. That big hotel that they claimed was a suicide attack. That may have been an airstrike by the U.S. I could see them doing that. But I don't see them lying about it being a drone strike. I'm not seeing much advantage to that.
The advantage that I would see would be that they say, oh, we killed the number two guy in Al-Qaeda, killed the number three guy in Qaeda. See how good we are? We're killing all these people, and nobody's really dying. The straw men are being knocked down, and they're looking good. And Pakistan is not retaliating, because Pakistan is going, where's the drone? We didn't get that. So if these bodies are dying from forces, I don't know, you know, I wasn't there. If they're being verified, that's one thing. But let's certainly be verified that they're dying from drones, you know?
Okay, well, I'll tell you why I don't subscribe to that very much. And that has to do with, you know, what is the agenda of the United States? And the agenda of the United States is to provoke greater conflict, to go on, you know, provoking with the drones until finally Pakistan does say, yeah, we're not going to let you do it anymore. We're shutting down the roads. You're not allowed to come in here anymore, whether it's Yemen or Pakistan or wherever. The U.S. is provoking greater conflict. So they're not going to bother lying about that stuff. They're going to go in and they're just going to start throwing these drones everywhere just to prove they can do it, because it is an act of terror. And I think the reason that Pakistan isn't standing up and opposing it more than they already are is because of the fear that one of those drones could show up outside their bedroom window. And that is a very, very real possibility, where the U.S. is just basically running rampant across the globe, killing people whoever they want, anywhere they want, anytime they want. And the whole point of that is, in order for it to be a credible threat, it has to be carried out from time to time. And that's what the U.S. is doing. The U.S. is sending a message. If we can blow up this wedding party or this supermarket, or rather this market square, if we can blow all of that up, we can blow up your palace. And that's basically the message that's going out to all of these places where the drones are being used. You can't stop us. We can do it. We're just blowing up wedding parties now. Next week, it'll be your government. That's what the message is going out there. Okay. All right. Moving right along here. Speaking of drones, and again, getting back to the idea that a lot of this is just bluff and bluster to scare us into staying silent, and it is not working. There's now a story that the U.S. government is going to use drones the size of golf balls to spy on American citizens. Okay. I mean, could I have my 9-iron, please? And I'll tell you why this is really not going to work. Because when you get down to really, really small drones of any kind, whether it's the size of a golf ball or whatever, you have a couple of problems. One, if it's so lightweight that it can fly, then the wind is going to take it and blow it to places you don't want it to go, and you don't have enough power to fight that. And how are you going to carry the fuel? And I'll give you a really good example. Have you seen those little tiny flying toy helicopters? They're all over the malls right now. And I lucked out. We went to the local TJ Maxx when it opened, and in their toy section, amazingly enough, was one of these little radio helicopters, like $10. I said, okay, great. You know, I'm not going to crash up one that costs over $300, but $10, I'll go for that. And I'm learning how to fly the little thing. And it's very delicate. It's very lightweight. It's really cool to fly, and you can't fly it outdoors or the wind will take it away from you and you will never get it back. And it won't fly very long or very far either. And if you're talking about adding some kind of a camera or sensor to it, its range and payload is even less. So I think this definitely comes into the category of, yeah, it's just another bluff. That's what's going on here. But apparently, the Department of Homeland Security is now keeping an eye out for people who are developing anti-surveillance apps for iPhone or Android, apps you can put on your iPhone to basically foil surveillance, like memory erasers. That's one I actually have on my iPhone. If I'm going to go through TSA, you know, they're grabbing phones and copying the stuff off. Is I have an app that anything that isn't actually in use right now gets overwritten, so they can't grab the iPhone and get my cookie recipes or something like that that I deleted a month ago. Well, apparently DHS is now grabbing people that they know are programmers for these apps and harassing them at the borders. So, again, it's just this escalating war between the tyrants and the people who want to be free and basically want to be left alone is what they're going on here. So let's see, moving right along here. Oh, this came over the weekend. It's probably a reason situation is escalating in Syria before this story gets out. British reporter Alex Thompson, okay, was almost killed by Syrian forces, but he's saying he was set up to be killed by these so-called rebels, the hired mercenaries who were there to try and create a war. They were set up. They were put in a position where they could get killed, at which point the world press would say, oh, Assad's forces have killed our reporters. How dare they must be hiding something if they're killing the reporters. But this was set up by these reporters. OK, we're going to grab some. By the militants. I'm sorry to be stuttering, but I'm trying to think about three things here right now. We have a caller on the line, Trish in New York. Aloha, Trish. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Hi, I'm just calling to talk about the Syrian situation and how it's being handled at the United Nations. There is a report on InterCity Press today about an incident that's happened before, and it happened again on June 7th when Ambassador Jaffari was trying to address the UNGA and give a rebuttal to charges made against Syria. The UN television crew cut out of his speech, and the whole thing went dark. And they, you know, they tried to say that it was a technical glitch, but guys, actually, the technicians working in UN TV revealed that Michelle DeBach, who is the working in DPI as the acting deputy director of news and media operations, had ordered that Jaffari's part of the speech be cut. So, you know, what this conspiracy or whatever you want to call it against Syria is operating at the highest levels. You know,
well,
so
it's very, very obvious that the UN is completely compromised, and I think there's no greater proof of that than the fact that the new head of the IAEA is so blatantly pro-Israel and anti-Iran, and instead of being objective about the facts like Mohammed al-Baradei was, they're going in there with nothing but accusations and old data and bad data. They're not trying to find out if Iran has nuclear weapons. They're trying to sell you the idea that Iran has nuclear weapons. And it's the same stuff we saw going into Iraq. And I find it amazing that they actually think the world's population is so stupid and dim. They're going to fall for the same lie twice in a row.
Well, what's interesting about this situation is that the reporter that's covering this, he's persistent about the questions that he asks, and there are a group of UN correspondents that have actually formed a committee to try and get him expelled. And, you know, this is just the kind of situation, you know, that they are theoretically calling harassment, because he is persistent about, you know, getting to the bottom when he's dealing with the bureaucracy, and they just give him a response of, oh, well, you know, we'll get back to you on it. And of course they never do, or, you know, we don't know about that. We'll find out. You know, all the bureaucratic responses, and he will follow up and follow up and follow up, and not in a nasty way, but just do what he's supposed to be doing. And it's quite amazing to see the corporate media, some of the corporate media up there like Reuters and, you know, some of those groups in the Saudis make charges against him that are really kind of outrageous. So this is, I mean, it's also a censorship issue between big media, and this guy's one of the only small independents up there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's really kind of scary, even beyond the Syria issue.
Well, I think the corporate media has come to understand that they basically are not able to compete with the alternative media in terms of lies versus truth. And I think the new plan is to basically monopolize the sources of information, you know, to have only corporate media at the UN, to have only corporate media at the White House, to have only corporate media at the Congress, so that you have to go to the corporate media to find out anything at all and get your dose of propaganda with it, and basically just simply shut out the alternative media the way the political parties have been shutting out Ron Paul. And well, it isn't really going to work, because what we're doing out here, we don't claim to be journalists, but we are analysts, and we are very good analysts at what is being said.
Well, the thing that I'm a little concerned about is the, I don't know if you'd call it a false flag outage, a preemptive false flag outage I think it's the FBI that's planning for July 8th, where they say that a lot of people could lose their internet coverage. You've heard about this?
Yeah, we've been talking about
right.
it, and I think most people are prepared to basically to bypass that anyway.
I don't know about that, because I'm
well,
not.
Well, because it's tied in with the FBI setting up its own servers to defeat this online false DNS thing, and we've all kind of, you know, checked our systems to make sure we're pointed at the correct place. So I think like Y2K, it's very much overblown. I mean, they could shut down the net and say this is the reason, but we already know if the net goes down on the 8th, it's not that. It's something else is going on. And we've been seeing a lot of strange things going on with the net as a whole. It's not all related to IPv6, but there's some weird stuff going on out there.
Right. Okay, well, thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the call, Trish. We're going to take John in Toledo. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Michael. How are you doing?
Doing just fine. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, you mentioned the Rand Paul story earlier, and when I first heard it yesterday, my first response was that he couldn't avoid what his father did for 20-some years and maybe was kept from being bought. Sounds to me like somebody got to him, or he had been maybe even possibly threatened. I don't know if that thought came across to you or not, but it does seem a little fishy.
Well, I think one thing that we can all agree on is we don't have all the facts in the story just yet. And I know everybody's speculating about what was really going on. There's one possibility that Rand Paul made the deal to endorse Romney, knowing that Romney's going to be the candidate anyway. But he made the deal in exchange for Mitt Romney allowing Ron Paul to speak at the convention. And that may have been something that made one deal that was done. That's certainly one possibility we cannot ignore. At this point, we have to wait and see what transpires. I mean, it's been obvious all along that we're never going to let Ron Paul be the candidate. So Ron Paul is in there, and he's staying in there because he wants his concerns and agenda to be given a voice at the GOP convention. And the fact of the matter is that if he's completely shut out, if Ron Paul is completely blocked from participating in Tampa, then Mitt Romney could basically write off all of Ron Paul's supporters as potential votes in November. So they're having to handle this thing very, very carefully.
With delicate hand. That is true. Have you been hearing that a lot of these delegates are hand-carrying these ballots and waiting for the convention and not showing their hand before time?
I've heard that, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, Mitt Romney says he's got all the delegates he needs to secure a first ballot nomination, and Ron Paul's people are saying it may not be a given. We don't really know. But I know that if Romney does not get it on the first ballot, then it's a wide open floor and the delegates can go for whoever they want.
And the Taft presidency all over again.
Could very well be. But I'll tell you this, and I'm sure that a lot of people listening to this show are going to say the same thing. If Ron Paul isn't on the ballot this November, there's no point in bothering to vote.
Well, I tend to agree with that, but I also think it's going to pick off a lot of people as well.
I would agree with you on that.
The war of attrition could begin.
We need to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our show after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I have a very sad story here about a young man named Zachary Swezy, 17-year-old high school junior who got appendicitis. Normally, millions of people go through this without a problem. Unfortunately for Zachary, His parents are faith healers and believe in the power of prayer over the wisdom of medical experts. And not that the medical experts have a lot of credibility on their side right now, but when it comes to appendicitis, not much gray area on that one. You got to go deal with that. So instead of going to the hospital, his parents stood over him as he writhed in unspeakable agony, praying for him to get better. And he died without even the benefit of painkillers to ease his suffering. His parents are not going to jail. They pled guilty to third-degree criminal mistreatment of their child, and they got off scot-free. I get very angry when I read things like this. I really do. I really do. Anyway, interesting story coming out of Japan. Kyoto is basically reporting or claiming that much of the information that has shown up on the alternative media regarding the true severity of the situation in Fukushima is leaking out through personal computers infected with malicious software. In other words, they're basically saying, yeah, the information we're getting actually is accurate, but you weren't supposed to get it, and it's all the fault of this computer viruses that have infected our computers, which again raises the possibility, was Stuxnet actually inside the Fukushima Daiichi power station when the quake and tsunami hit? We need to know the answer to that question. Because if Stuxnet was inside, then General Electric is off the hook. The government of Japan's off the hook. TEPCO is off the hook. We need to know if Stuxnet, which was designed to interfere with nuclear power stations, made a bad situation worse. All righty. Now, let's see. Interesting little psychological study, and I think this says an awful lot about what's going on. And keep this in mind in the coming weeks here. Bankers and politicians showed same group mania and symptoms as mental health patients in lead up to credit crunch. Remember I said we're dealing with money junkies and addictive behavior and basically a mental illness? Okay, bankers and politicians displayed the same symptoms as patients with mental health problems in the run the devastating credit crunch, scientists have revealed. In the years before the crisis, scientists claim bankers, economists, and politicians shared the characteristics of denial, omnipotence, and triumphalism. These same symptoms are prevalent in psychologically disturbed individuals, according to Professor Mark Stein from Leicester University's School of Management. Remember in that report where they took these Wall Street traders and they wired to PET scans to see what was going on in the brain, and they found out that the part of the brain that lit up when they scored a really big money junkie deal was the exact same part that lit up from cocaine. These are mentally ill people, and we've given control of our national economy to them. Is it any wonder that we're in trouble or that the whole world is in trouble? We should not have private in charge of our nation's economy any more than we should have drug addicts in charge of the pharmacies. And on that thought, that's it for our show today. Join us back here tomorrow. John Steadmiller is going to be giving us advice about gold investing. Until then, stay safe, stay well, stay healthy, drive carefully, hug your loved ones, support Ron Paul, support Occupy, support Republic Broadcasting, and Aloha America.
The next